All right, let's dive into advanced reverb ducking for drum and bass in Ableton. I'm going to walk you through three surgical, musical workflows that keep your drums punchy and your mix huge. Fast compressor sidechain on a reverb return, a transient triggered gate for sample accurate tails, and a multiband, frequency dependent duck that preserves air while killing low smear. This lesson assumes you're comfortable with Ableton Live 10 or 11 and the stock devices, reverb, compressor, gate, EQ8. Multiband dynamics, utility, audio effect rack and friends. Ready, let's go. Start with the goal. Clean transient impact and clarity in rolling DNB while keeping a massive, atmospheric reverb bed. Think of the reverb job in three zones. Impact control, what must be inaudible on the hit. Ambience, the space between hits. And character, the color or sheen that makes the track feel cinematic. We're going to split tasks across returns and chains rather than trying to make one chain do everything. First workflow, fast compressor sidechain on a reverb return. Create a return track and name it Reverb Drums. Put these devices in the chain, reverb, then EQ8, then compressor, and maybe the utility at the end for level control. Set reverb to a short to medium decay, roughly 0.8 to 1.5 seconds for rolling DNB. Pre-delay between 8 and 25 milliseconds to keep initial attack. Diffusion around 30 to 50%, HF damping around 20 to 40%, and dry slash wet conservatively between 35 and 60%, because we'll be ducking it. On EQ8, high pass the reverb around 200 to 350 Hz with a steep slope to remove low rumble. Push it to 300 or 400 Hz for heavier, darker mixes. Now the compressor. Open sidechain. Choose audio from your drum bus or, better yet, a dedicated trigger track. Important tip. Enable the filter in the sidechain and high-pass it around 200 to 400 Hz if you want to reduce kick dominance and make the compressor more sensitive to snare and hat energy. Settings to start with. Ratio between 4:1 and 10:1. Attack between 0.5 and 5 milliseconds for a very fast catch. Release between 60 and 140 milliseconds. Shorter releases for tight rollers, slightly longer if you want tails to breeze between hits. Set the threshold so you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits, then fine-tune by ear. Send levels from your drums to the return until the reverb sits behind the transient. This gives you a lively tail that's pulled down on hits and blooms in the gaps. Next workflow, transient or gate-triggered ducking for sample-accurate tails. This one's ideal for snares, percussive hits, or those classic jungle ping tails. Create return B, call it reverb gate, and put reverb then EQ8 then in Ableton gate. For the reverb, choose a longer decay, 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and bump pre-delay to 15 to 30 milliseconds if you want a slight slap before the tail. On the gate, enable sidechain and pick a precise trigger, ideally a snare-only trigger. If your snare isn't isolated, duplicate the snare track, flatten or consolidate, then use EQ and a tight gate or heavy compressor on the duplicate so only the transient peaks remain. In the gate settings, set threshold so the gate closes between hits, attack at 0 to 2 milliseconds, hold between 10 and 40 milliseconds to control the minimum audible tail, and release between 60 and 180 milliseconds. The gate will allow reverb bursts only when a sidechain trigger fires, or you can invert logic, so the gate mutes the reverb on hits. Both approaches create extremely precise bursts. Use this on your snare bus or on fills for that classic ping that opens into a controlled long tail. Third workflow, multiband, frequency-dependent ducking so highs stay lush and lows stay tight. On your main reverb return, create an audio effect rack and split it into three chains, low, mid, and high. On the low chain use EQ8 set as a low pass up to about 350 Hz. Mid-chain covers roughly 350 Hz to 3 kHz. High-chain is high-passed at around 3 kHz. In the low and mid-chains, insert multiband dynamics or a compressor per chain and side-chain them to your trigger source. Duck low and mid-bands aggressively. Ratio from 6:1 up to very high for the low band, mid-band around 4:1 to 8:1. Keep the high-chain mostly free or lightly compressed. Ratio around 1.5:1 is a good place. Release times for these bands generally sit between 80 and 160 milliseconds, shorter for quick rolls. Macro map dry slash wet of the rack and map threshold or a duck depth macro so you can control global ducking from one dial. Important! Even in the low chain, roll off reverb below 80 to 120 Hz to avoid adding sub-reverb. A strong habit, create a dedicated trigger bus. If you sidechain to the whole drum bus, you'll get unwanted triggers from rides or noisy percussion. Duplicate your drum bus or make a small audio track. Reduce it to only the strongest transient peaks with EQ and heavy compression, so you have a clean, reliable transient signal. Send that track to sends only and use it as the sidechain source. This makes your ducking consistent and predictable. Now some arrangement and automation ideas. Automate the dry slash wet and send amount to open long tails for fills and drops, then slam them tight during verses or rolling sections. You can freeze or resample a long tail and place it as a special effect between sections for a cinematic break. For drops, reduce the reverb send to drums and increase a shorter ambience to keep energy. Map a macro to increase the high band gain and dry slash wet so the mix swells in a build without touching dozens of parameters. Let me call out a few common mistakes and quick fixes. If your sidechain source is too noisy and triggers constantly, either filter the sidechain or use that dedicated transient bus. If you high pass your reverb too aggressively, say above 600 Hz, the mix will sound sterile. Start around 200 to 300 Hz and adjust by ear. If the compressor release is too long, you'll hear pumping or tails getting crushed. Shorten it or automate release for different sections. This audio version is shortened for playback.